Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson in a drum and bass mastering mindset, how to pull that Amanira breathing sub movement, but with minimal CPU load and maximum translation. The big idea is simple, but it's a pro move. We're not going to wobble or distort the true sub fundamental. Instead, we'll keep a clean, stable sign holding the weight, and we'll create the illusion of amen phrasing using a separate harmonic layer that follows the break's dynamics. That's how you get motion, groove, and attitude without facey low end or a heavy resampling chain. Alright, set your tempo between 170 and 176. Pick a key that translates well in clubs. F, F sharp, or G are common choices because they land in a sweet spot for a live systems. Now build the session. Create three tracks. First track, break, this is your amen. Second track, subcore. Third track, submotion. Optional but useful. Create a group for the two bass tracks and name it Bass Bus. That's going to be our master ready control point for the low end. If you want to be extra consistent and make your sidechain behavior repeatable, we'll also create a dedicated sidechain driver track in a minute. That's one of the best advanced but practical upgrades in this whole lesson. First, break prep. The whole reason the bass can feel huge is because the break is not stepping on the sub. On the break track, drop an EQ8. High pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. Go steeper, like 24 dB per octave. You're not trying to make the break thin, you're just clearing the lane. In jungle and DNB, the break doesn't need to own sub energy, it needs to own punch and character. Next, add drum bus slightly. Drive around 2 to 6. Keep boom at 0. You do not want the break injecting low end back into the mix after you just high passed it. If you want a bit more snap, push transients up a little, like plus 5 to plus 15, and listen for the point where it starts sounding papery. Back it off before that. Optional, a glue compressor on the break. Very gentle. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is forward and stable, not crushed. Now the subcore. This is the boring part that wins mixes. On subcore, load operator. Operator is perfect here. Low CPU, predictable, and stable. Set it to algorithm A only. One oscillator. Oscillator is a sine wave. One voice, mono. Turn glide off. We want tight DNB subs, not portamento slides unless the style calls for it. MIDI-wise, keep notes shortish. Eighth notes to quarter notes are a good starting zone. Avoid super staccato unless you're deliberately going for jump-up bounce. Put your root around F1 to G1, roughly 43 to 49 Hz. That's the weight zone on a lot of systems. On the SUB core device chain, start with EQ8. Optionally cut everything below 20 to 25 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom, but doesn't read musically. Then add a compressor for sidechain. Sidechain it from the kick if you have a dedicated kick track. If you don't, sidechain from the break, and we'll improve that in a moment with the SE Sin track. Set ratio around 4:1. Attack very fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. And here's a key teaching note. The release time is your groove knob. Too long and the bass feels like it's ducking in slow motion. Too short and it can chatter or feel nervous. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. You want breathing, not obvious pumping. Finally, add utility. Set width to 0%. True sub is mono. Period. Then set the gain so you have headroom. Don't chase loudness yet. So that's your stable foundation. Now for the fun part. The motion layer. This is where we fake amen style sub movement while keeping the fundamental clean. On sub motion, you can duplicate the same MIDI clip as SUB core. Load operator again. But this time don't use sign. Use a square for hollow old school weight, or a saw for more edge. We are not trying to create another sub. We're creating harmonics that live mostly in the 90 to 250 Hz region, because that's where the ear reads rhythm and growl. Now build the chain. Start with auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere like 120 to 220 Hz. Start around 160. Keep resonance modest, around 0.2 to 0.5. Add a touch of drive if you want, but don't overdo it yet. The goal is band limited energy. If this layer is full range, it'll fight the break and it'll make the mix feel messy. Next, add saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive between 3 and 10 dB depending on how aggressive you want it. Turn soft clip on. This is one of your mastering mindset moves. You're controlling peaks at the source so your limiter doesn't have to do panic control later. Then EQ8. High pass this layer around 80 to 100 Hz. Steep, like 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable if you want clean translation. You're intentionally keeping this layer out of true sub territory. If it leaks below 80 or 90, you're asking for phase fights and mod. Optional. If things get boxy, put a small bell cut around 200 to 350. Now the signature trick. Gate. Drop a gate after the EQ. Turn on sidechain, and set the sidechain input to the break. Threshold goes to the point where the gate opens mainly on snare, and kick energy in the break. Attack around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. This is where you listen for the illusion. The harmonic layers should talk with the same phrasing as the amen. You're basically letting the break play the bass rhythmically, but only in the harmonic band, not in the fundamental. Then utility it again. Keep it mostly mono, width 0 to 30%, and tuck the level under the core. Think of the motion layer like seasoning. You want it felt more than heard, until you want it aggressive. Now let's level set the concept with a teacher note. If you're ever tempted to add movement by modulating the sign, stop and check why. Most of the time, what you actually want is perceived movement, not actual fundamental instability. Clubs and big rigs punish unstable subs. This two-layer setup gives you the best of both worlds. The sign gives you the authority, the motion layer gives you the story. Now we're going to make this even more consistent with an advanced workflow, a dedicated SC-Send track. Create a new audio track called a SC-Send. Set audio from to the break track. Now on a SC-Send, at EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz and low pass around 2 to 4 kHz. That means the detector ignores sub garbage and ignores airy hat fizz. You're feeding it the useful meat of the break. Then add saturator, just a tiny drive, like 1 to 3 dB. This isn't for tone. It's to stabilize the envelope, so the detector triggers consistently across edits and varying break hits. Then add utility and trim gain so the level hitting the sidechain is steady. Now, change the sidechain source for the SUB core compressor and the SUB motion gate to SC-Send instead of the raw break. You'll immediately notice it's easier to dial in thresholds, and the groove stays consistent even if you change break slices or process the break later. Also, this is CPU smart. You can freeze and flatten the break without changing the behavior of your bass dynamics, because the SC-Send is your controlled driver. Next, let's glue the bass like a mastering engineer, but keep it DNB. Go to the bass bus group. Add EQ8 first. High pass at 20 to 25 Hz with a 24 dB slope. Optional. If it's boxy or feels like it's pushing too hard in the low mids, try a tiny dip around 120 to 180. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 10 milliseconds so you don't flatten the transient behavior of the motion. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. And keep gain reduction minimal, 1 to 2 dB. This is not about slamming. It's about making the sub core and the motion layer behave like one instrument. Then a limiter, just for safety. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. It should barely touch, maybe 0 to 1 dB of gain reduction. If your limiter is grabbing more than that on the bass bus, you're not mastering, you're firefighting. Fix the source, adjust release times, reduce peaks in the motion layer with soft clipping, or rebalance the layers. Now, phase and mono checks, because this is where advanced bass work either becomes professional or falls apart. On submotion, consider using Utility's bass mono feature. Set bass mono around 120 to 160 Hz. That way any stereo character above can remain, but the punch band stays centered. And don't just check width. Do a real mono sum check. Temporarily put Utility on your master and set width to zero. If the low-mid punch disappears, it's usually the motion layer causing negative correlation. Fix it with filtering, bass mono, or reduce stereo tricks in the 100 to 250 zone. Another phase stability trick. If you notice sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't, that's often oscillator phase variance on retrigger. In operator, keep voices at 1. If retrig is available, enable it so each note starts consistently. Then use track delay on SUB motion and nudge it by a few milliseconds, plus or minus 1 to 10, until the low-mid punch reinforces instead of hollowing out. This is subtle, but it's one of those pro-level details that suddenly makes the bass feel expensive. Now arrangement, because the illusion sells when you bring it in like a DJ would. Try a 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8, break plus sub-core only. Clean weight. Bars 9 to 16, introduce the motion layer very quietly, like 12 to 18 dB under the core. Let people feel it before they hear it. Bars 17 to 24, bring the motion layer up for aggression. Automate the gate release slightly shorter so it rolls tighter. Bars 25 to 32, strip the motion on fills. Let the sub breathe. Then reintroduce the motion for impact. Automation ideas that cost basically no CPU, slowly open the autofilter cutoff on SUB motion from about 140 up to 220 over 8 bars, or automate the gate release from, say, 90 milliseconds down to 50 into the drop. You can even do tiny utility gain rides so the sub feels consistent across sections without crushing it. Advanced variation quick hits, if you want different vibes. For classic jungle urgency, do an upbeat pull. Use sidechain EQ so the gate responds less to snare body and more to hat and ghost energy, like 2 to 6 kHz. Short hold, short release. The motion layer flickers like brake chatter. For a more played feel, use 2-stage movement. A gentle sidechain compressor on SUB motion first with a slower release, then the gate after it with a fast release. That gives you macro breathing plus micro articulation. If you don't have a kick track, but want kick-style pumping, build a ghost kick from the brake, duplicate the brake, band pass around 60 to 110, saturate to exaggerate transient, then gate it so only the biggest hits survive. Sidechain the SUB core from that. And for club safe width, do mid-side EQ on the motion layer, keep 100 to 250 present in the mid, but high pass the side higher, like 250 to 400, so the punch doesn't smear. Now the CPU saving finish, print and commit.